up in a few wrong towns. But nobody cares or goes. It ain't that I can't see. Find my way home. It's just that I like to breathe out on country roads.
Good morning, Texas. That's Ryan Bingham kicking things off for us on the Lone Star Outdoors Show, the most entertaining, educational, and conservation-minded hour of outdoor programming you'll find anywhere in the great state of Texas. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and it has been an amazing week in the outdoors for me personally. Shot my first buck on Monday morning, a nice 8-point. Then on Wednesday night, the wife and I ended up taking home a little chocolate lab from the Dallas Ducks Unlimited banquet. Apparently, I was the high bidder at the live auction. Go figure. I don't know how that happened, but she is a cutie and a wonderful addition to our family. So we have two chocolate labs now. Of course, we have Maverick, my boy, and now we have Belle. And I cannot wait to turn her into one mean waterfowling machine. You can see a pic of her, by the way, on my website at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Mixed in a couple good duck hunts, and it has been an awesome week at the Smith House. Anyway, today's show is going to be a good one. Off the top, we'll check in with our Lake Fork fishing guide, Heath Hardwick. Cold weather means one thing on the legendary Lake Fork. The big bass bite is heating up, so I'm looking forward to talking with Heath. Then we'll dive into my deer hunt in great detail, as I've asked Don Gresham of Going Day Hunts to join us. It was his place that I was hunting when I harvested that buck, so I'm pleased to have Don visit with us as well. Then we'll be joined by Becky Clark of GR8 Mounts and Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. Becky and her fiance Josh have donated three awesome items that we're going to give away right here on the show: a whitetail shoulder mount, a full body bobcat mount, and a whitetail Euro mount. And we're going to tell you how you can win them. It's free to play. We just want some listener interaction. And we'll be giving those three items away coming up here in the next month or two. Then we'll round things out by visiting with Sean Roberts of the National Wild Turkey Federation. He's the regional field supervisor for Texas and Oklahoma. And I recently got involved with the NWTF, and I want y'all to know how you can get involved as well. So all that is coming up here on this morning's broadcast. Also, congratulations to Andy Watts of Richardson, Texas. Andy has won second prize in our Southern Deer Stand Deer Blind Contest. Kelly Jordan and Texas Ranger Hall of Famer Rusty Greer voted on y'all's photo submissions, and Andy has won second prize, which is a 5-year NRA membership, a custom muzzle brake rifle work from Max Gunworks, $150 value, Game Guard camo clothing package, 1-year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News, a Lone Star Outdoor News hat and decal, copy of Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys, a book written by our Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Wardens, and 20 bags of deer corn. So congratulations once again to Andy Watts. Also, we're giving away a $50 gift certificate to B&S Guns. We're doing it right now, y'all. That's right. We're giving away a $50 gift certificate. All I want you to do is text in the word shotgun to 214-289-7807. That's text in the word shotgun to 214-289-7807. The third person to text in will win the $50 gift certificate to B&S Guns. It's burning a hole in my pocket, y'all. So text in the word shotgun to 214-289-7807. Do it right now. Win this gift card to B&S Guns. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with Lake Fork guide Heath Hardwick. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
So get ready, I'm tying one home. I'm living a country song. I got my work clothes on. I ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Hey Texas bow hunters, did you know there's a ranch designed specifically for you? Located just outside of Dehannes in South Texas, Boaz Man's Quattro B Ranch allows you to test your skills with do-it-yourself bow hunts for trophy whitetail, black buck, audad, fallow, axis deer, hogs, and others. And after a day in the field, relax in the state-of-the-art lodge equipped with a kitchen, shower, fireplaces, satellite, flat-screen TVs, pool table, barbecue pits, and more. Call 210-827-0681 or visit BoazManBowHunting.com to book your hunt today. That's BoazManBowHunting.com.
Hey, Ticketheads. Wes Lundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail Hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and Pronghorn Antelope Hunts. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on a hunt of a lifetime.
Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms is Texas tried and true, producing the Lone Star State's finest sodgrass for commercial, residential, and wholesale customers for 46 years. They'll even deliver anywhere in Texas. Bigfoot Turfgrass Farms also specializes in hydro seeding, irrigation, and landscape. Call 866-541-8873 or visit BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com, and you'll notice they also offer awesome South Texas dove hunting over their Frio County Turfgrass Farm. It's a dove magnet, baby, so go to BigfootTurfgrassFarms.com today. Need to buy a trailer? Big Tex Trailers has you covered. From our four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion and to fit every need. Stop by one of our three South Texas locations. Call Affordable Trailers on Northwest Loop 410 in North San Antonio at 210-699-6000 or Affordable Trailers on Highway 87 East in South San Antonio at 210-648-2700. Then there's our new Big Tex Trailer location on I-35 in Buda. Call 512-295-4292 or visit us at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Whitetail hunting is as Texan as cowboy boots, high school football, and country music. And my friends at the scenic Rancho Bayas Rocas offer some of the finest whitetail hunting found anywhere in the Lone Star State. Situated 35 miles northeast of Del Rio on the Edwards Plateau, the Carter Valley landscape is breathtaking, and you'll feel right at home in God's country while you stay at the rustic yet state-of-the-art lodge. Rancho Bayas Rocas offers hunts to fit every budget. So call 713-468-5001 or visit RanchoBayasRocas.net.
Hey y'all, it's Charlie Robinson, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
And I would not remember how you broke my heart today.
All right, Cable Smith, welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. Hope y'all are having a great start to your weekend. Thanks for waking up early with me here. This segment proudly brought to you by Diamond Sports Marine, the top 100 Ranger boat dealer. Check out their website at diamondsportsmarine.com or stop by their convenient Rockwall or Lake Fork location. Well, speaking of Lake Fork, things are looking pretty good out there right now. The bass are active and hungry, and who better to tell us about their pattern and what they're biting than Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Heath, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Okay, well, thanks for having me back. You've been doing okay?
Life is good, man. Shot a nice buck on Monday. Was able to squeeze in a few duck hunts there in the middle of the week and even added a new lab to the family. So it's been a great week for me, albeit a very busy one. But let's talk a little fishing this morning, Heath, because a lot of guys seem to forget that November is one of the best times of the year for catching a big bass on Lake Fork.
Yep, it sure is, and November is notorious for normally kicking out, you know, one of those teenager fish here at Lake Fork. I mean, just about year in, year out, you'll hear about a crappie fisherman or a bass fisherman, you know, going out there and fishing deep on some of those humps and piles, and you'll hear, you know, somebody will come in with a 13 or a 14 just about every year this time of year, so it's a good time to start catching some big fish here at Lake Fork.
No doubt about that, my friend. Heath, start off with the water temperature and how you've seen that affect the bite of late.
Right now, you know, we've been having some cool nights, and it's in the lower 60s and upper 50s right now. In the mornings, you start out, and you're going to see mid 50s to the upper 50s, and then, you know, if we got some sunshine, it'll warm up into the lower 60s, you know, throughout the day. So, I mean, it's not extremely cold, but everything's starting to cool off here on the lake, and the shad are starting to move out, you know, out to the main lake now. They were all up shallow, but it's hard to find many shad up shallow now. They're heading back out to their wintertime haunts right now.
So that drop in water temperature is causing the bass to follow the shad out to deeper water.
Yes, yes, yes. We had an extremely good shallow water bite going, you know, through October and early November, but the drop in the water temperature, you know, it's got the forage moving out, and so, you know, the bass are following it right now.
Okay, so early morning, are you still finding that there's a pretty decent top water bite, or is it all about the deep water right now?
Right now, this time of year, you can kind of go either way. I mean, I can go out and catch them deep on the ledges with a football head jig or the big flutter spoons that you've seen on TV and stuff. You know, you get out there, you find your shad deep, you know, relating to a hump or a tree or, you know, your pond dams or rope beds out there, and you can catch them. I've been having a lot of luck catching them on football head jigs, and I've also been catching them on the big flutter spoons. But also a good pattern right now, I'll start working this from here on, is either throwing a chatterbait, which is a vibrating jig, mm-hmm. or a rattle trap. I'm going to start throwing a rattle trap here now and through February around all the main lake grass beds and stuff, because a lot of those big females are, you know, as the water's cooling off, everybody thinks they go out deep. Well, a lot of them big females will pull up in these grass beds, and they'll just get down that grass bed because that grass is pretty warm as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's a pretty strong pattern for catching a big fish right now, is throwing a rattle trap or that chatterbait, you know, a reaction type bait through the grass on the main lake places. You know, well, you got to have some deep water close, but if you got some grass, you know, 10, 12 foot edge that you can run that rattle trap down, that's a pretty strong pattern right now, and it'll hold true till, you know, all the way through February.
Oh, and that's why I love fishing fork this time of year, because even your average recreational angler like myself can be pretty deadly with the rattle trap. I mean, those things are not hard to throw.
Oh, sure. And like I said, I mean, you know, if you're just coming out and you know no fork and you're not real familiar with electronics and how to read all that stuff, because that gets real confusing to a lot of people, I would recommend, you know, just pick you up a rattle trap, a 3/4 ounce rattle trap. You can go chrome blue, red with some orange belly, you know, just something along that line, and just cover a lot of water, and you'll hit one of those big old girls if you cover enough water. It's not a lot of bites, but you'll get you some good ones this time of year throwing that trap or either that chatterbait one.
Okay, and you mentioned the football head jig is working well in deeper water. About what depth are you finding those fish at?
Oh, I'm concentrating right now about, I'll throw the jig out at about 25 to 28, and I'm dragging it up into 18. I'll put the boat up on top of the hump, mm-hmm. you know, whatever the shallow part of the structure is, I'll put it on top, and I will throw out to the deeper water. And, you know, and I'll concentrate just bringing it up and finding those sweet spots where the rock and the, you know, you'll have your mud line, and then it'll turn to rock and gravel. And when you hit that bigger gravel is where a lot of those fish have been hanging. But again, it's important to look at your electronics and see exactly where the bait fish are relating to the structure that you're fishing. If they're suspended up high in the water column, you know, that's when I'll start trying to catch them on the spoon. Mm-hmm. But if I can find them down, you know, relating closer to the bottom, that's when I'm dragging the jig up. And sometimes, you know, if I see them up off the bottom like 2 or 3 feet, I'll kind of stroke the jig, you know, just to kind of get it to hop up off the bottom to get those fish that are just, you know, up in that 2 to 3 foot range off the bottom.
Very well, my friend. And now that we've got the fish patterned, Heath, let's discuss something we talked about the last time you were on the show. Texas Parks and Wildlife has come out and said that last year, Lake Fork anglers reported catching more big bass, and I'm talking about those 6 to 8, 9 pound monsters, than they have in previous seasons. And so the thought is that this might be one of those banner years for Lake Fork, where it once again puts itself at the top of the list for sharelunkers in the state of Texas. Now, Heath, as someone who fishes the lake just about every day, have you seen that trend continue, and do you think Texas Parks and Wildlife is onto something here with their prediction?
Yes, I agree with that. That, you know, the assessment that the Texas Parks and Wildlife have done, I mean, I see that with my own personal experience and my clients out on the lake. And right now, I think one thing's an advantage for Fork is right now we're about 3.5 foot low, and we've been low for a while. And what that's allowing is for all the vegetation and stuff to start kind of growing and getting a little more growth up on the bank line, so that when we do get back to full pool, there's going to be all this new growth and vegetation up along the, you know, along the dry line or the dry out line right now. And that's normally a big explosion for when lakes, you know, when lakes go through a drought, mm-hmm. and they stay down low for a little bit, when they fill back up, there's always a big boom the year after they fill back up because of all the new nutrients and stuff that's been, you know, that kind of gets regenerated back into the lake, mm-hmm. you know, through the drought part.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing we saw at Falcon and Amstead, you know, when they were so low, you know, they were down low for a while, and then once they got some water, boom, you had this big explosion of fish.
Exactly.
I think you're going to see the same thing here at Fork. You know, I think the longer that we stay low, the better the recovery will be once we get water back in the lake, if that makes sense.
Well, it's definitely something to look forward to. Now, what's the biggest fish either you or a client have landed within the last week or so?
In the last week, the biggest one we've caught in my boat has been a 7-pounder.
Nice.
We had 1 7, and it had several 4s and 5s, but that 1 7 come on the football head jig out deep.
So the football head jig is where it's at. Glad I've got a couple of Strikeworks football head jigs in my tackle box right now. Y'all be sure to check out Heath's website at heathhardwick.com. He'd love to take you out on the legendary Lake Fork.
Yep. I can take anybody out from the novice to the well-experienced anglers to have a good time out here on Lake Fork.
Well, Heath, I appreciate you, man.
All right. Well, appreciate the call, Cable, and you have a good week, and good luck with your duck hunting trip tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
There he goes, our very own Lake Fork fishing guide, Heath Hardwick. And that segment was proudly brought to you by Strikeworks, a Texas-based company that can provide all of your tackle needs. And guess what? They even make a mean football head jig, too. Visit their website at strikeworks.com, and you can save 10% off your entire order by entering the promo code LSOS for the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Once again, go to strikeworks.com today. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll recap the story behind the 8-point that I shot on Monday. We're going to do that with Don Gresham of Going Day Hunts, as he was nice enough to invite me out to his beautiful place out there in Montague County. So we'll get into that next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
All he knows, highways and broken hearts, late nights and no guitars, wondering where you are. You're so far away.
Howdy, South Texas. Cable Smith here to tell you about Prusky's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing. USDA inspected and approved, Prusky's offers choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Prusky's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham, bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskysmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Prusky's Market, from our smokehouse to your house, the quality you remember with the service you deserve.
Lehman H Feeders has been making the highest quality feeder for 45 years, and it takes 45 years to get 45 years of experience. Manufactured in Texas, we offer feeders for deer, quail, fish, pets, and livestock, and even songbirds. Some of our feeders are still operating in the field after 40 years of use. Makers of the trusted Blind Buddy and Blind Buddy Jr., our feeders are the most durable and user-friendly on the market. Visit www.lehmanhfeeders.com, because life's too short to buy a cheap feeder. That's lehmanhfeeders.com.
Howdy, Texas hunters. Texans have deep-rooted traditions that kick off every hunting season, whether you're planning a workday at the lease or getting the party list together for opening weekend of dove season. It's all part of the annual tradition. I want to tell you about a company that's becoming a part of my annual tradition, and that's GameGuard. GameGuard's been family-owned and operated in Texas since 2003 and is quickly becoming the first choice in apparel for Texas hunters. Dove season is fast approaching, and with this summer that we're having, the GameGuard Ventback shirt is a must to stay cool. And oh, don't forget to ice down your favorite beverage in the GameGuard cooler bag. GameGuard Camouflage is committed to quality and dedicated to their loyal customers and would love to be a part of your family tradition. GameGuard can be found in many fine retailers or on the web at GameGuard.net. And by the way, thanks for supporting a Texas-based company.
Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com to book your hunt today.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Waddell with Bone Collector, and you listen to my good buddy Cable Smith with the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
There's some money on the table and a pistol on the floor. Some old paperback books of Louis L'Amour. She says, honey, don't worry about Judge Monday.
Cable Smith riding shotgun with you on this lovely Texas morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. This next segment is proudly brought to you by the scenic Rancho Bayas Rocas, located on the Edwards Plateau. They have whitetail hunts to fit every budget. Check out their website at ranchobayasrocas.net to book your hunt today. Well, on Monday of this week, I woke up at 3 a.m., loaded the truck up, stopped to get a cup of coffee, and then I was off to Montague County, where I met my friend Don Gresham at his ranch in Forestburg. I was pretty excited because Don invited me out to shoot a buck, something that I was unable to accomplish during the archery-only season this year. So anyway, I put down the bow and picked up the rifle, and Don dropped me off at a tower blind around 5:30, and I waited anxiously there for the sun to come up, enjoyed a beautiful sunrise, And we're going to get into all the details about that hunt. But first, it's my pleasure to welcome back my good buddy Don Gresham to the show.
Good to be back. Glad to have you out hunting.
Oh, man. Well, I'm just so grateful for the invite. It was an amazing experience and a first for me. And we're going to get into all that good stuff here in a second. But first, talk about the background behind your place out there. You know, I understand the land has been in your family for quite some time.
Well, it's been in the family since around the mid-1800s to the late 1800s when my grandpa come over from Germany in 1870 and met my great-great-grandma. That's how long it's been in the family. Going back to the Red River War days with the Indians and stuff.
Absolutely incredible. So a lot of Texas history has gone down out there. Now, Don, this year you decided to open up your place as Going Day Hunts. And you know, for people around the DFW area, this is a great option, say, for someone who isn't on a lease, because it's expensive. You know, first of all, you've got your lease dues, then you start adding up the price of fuel, corn, and you know, it gets on up there money wise so this is a great alternative for someone that wants to shoot a buck but isn't on a lease.
It will save a bunch of people a bunch of money by just being able to come out and enjoy the day, get out into the woods, bring your kid, and let them enjoy the wilderness. And you know, you have the opportunity to see coyotes, pigs, bobcats, cougars, and naturally deer. It's very affordable. You know, right now, this is our first year. We're only charging $150 a day with a two-day commitment, which equals to $300. And you get one buck. We don't shoot our does because the way I look at it is if you shoot your does, you're making the bucks not want to come up. So if you leave your does alone, the bucks will be there.
That's exactly right. And as someone who's been fortunate enough to hunt your place a couple times now, you know, I've seen deer every time. During archery only season, we had a nice young 6-point walk within about 15 feet of my ground blind, and he had absolutely no idea I was sitting there.
Yeah, with where I was sitting on rattling, you know, he was paying attention to me to where you could just sit there and just watch him walk past, and he never even looked.
No, he sure didn't.
It was great.
Oh, it sure was. Well, let's talk a little bit about the property, Don. It's 200 acres, low fence, and you've got, I think, 4 blinds set up out there, and then it also has a pretty deep ravine that runs through the middle of the property, and that's where most of the big bucks seem to want to hang out.
Yes, sir. And also down on the south end of the property, we get real close to the LBJ grasslands. So whenever they start hunting over there every year, it pushes a lot of big bucks that we've never seen up onto our place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, total in our family, there's probably 3,000 plus acres, but what we actually get to hunt on is around 200. So, you know, on the rest of the land, it's very little hunting pressure, so they feel so at ease to get up there. You know, it's a nice spot, perfect.
Well, that is for sure.
We put the people out into the stands, and if they want to have a guided hunt where somebody else is rattling, you know, I'll be glad to, you know, for a guide fee, get out there and rattle them up and see if we can get something to come up for them. That's one of the things I like to do is the guiding and also rattling.
Mm-hmm.
See how close I can get to the deer and let the people get into it.
And you guys keep deer around also because you feed year-round as well.
Yes, sir. And we feed protein all year around, so the deer that you do get are nice and fat. Now, every now and then we do have, you know, the deer that move in this time of year, and some of them, you know, may not be as fat as the ones that are, you know, raised up right there in our area. And you can sure tell the difference when you see a buck that has come in from, like, the grasslands. They'll be a little bit skinnier and a little bit less weight.
Mm-hmm. Well, Don, let's go ahead and get into my experience from this past Monday. You dropped me off at the stand probably around 5:30, and I waited for the sun to come up, enjoyed a beautiful sunrise, and then around 6:30 had a nice young 8-point walk by the stand, and he actually looked right at me, and I checked to see if he was legal, which he was, but I ended up passing on him, and he made his way down to that ravine in the middle of the property. Then around 8:30 or so, I saw another 8-point about 250 yards off chasing a doe out in the open, and then he went back into the woods. So about 9:30 rolls around, and I decide to get out of the stand to relieve myself, and I decided to walk down towards that ravine, see if I saw anything down there. I just really wanted to see what it looked like. Lots of thick brush and tons of acorns in there, you know, the ideal spot where a big buck would want to hang out. So as I'm making my way out of the woods, I pushed that second 8-point out into the open, and he knew something was down there, but he hadn't seen me or smelled me yet, and so I crept around the edge of the tree line and ended up taking a shot at 120 yards with the Winchester 30-06. I hit him. I knew that it was a decent shot, but he didn't go down right away. He took off into the woods, and you know, I did find a single drop of blood there at the point of impact, but at that point, I decided to call you. I went back to the tower blind then, and we waited 45 minutes for him to expire before you and your son Matt showed up, and we started looking for the blood trail.
Well, you did the right thing by throwing your hat down where you had shot him, and then you started looking around for any blood trail. That's what I would have done.
Right.
And then, you know, once that you got on his trail and you found that first blood droplet, we put a flag out, and then we started looking for more blood. And it was difficult to find the blood with only little bitty BB-sized blood drops.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty tough trail to follow.
Well, I'm just thankful we had your son Matt out there because he had the most keen eyes out of all of us.
Oh, he's got good eyes.
But the situation was a frustrating one because although we found 10 droplets of blood or so, we couldn't locate where the deer went into the woods. So we looked from about 10 until 1, decided to take a break and eat lunch before coming back to resume looking.
Yep.
And during lunch, you know, I was even trying to locate a good tracking dog in the area, but that proved to be unsuccessful as well.
Yeah, everybody was busy on the tracking dog. That seems like it'd be a good item to get into is tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're finding the blood droplets like we was finding, just one little bitty BB blood drop about every 30 feet, that's tough to track a deer. And we got him probably, I'd say, 100 yards before we finally run out of any type of tracking.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you know, is when we went and took a break and let him, you know, go ahead and expire and then come back. And then we busted up, and there's four of us at that time, and we was walking 30 feet apart, me, my wife, you, and Matt, and we just had to go through the woods looking underneath everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was tough, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do to find the deer.
Mm-hmm. And that whole time, my stomach was just in knots. Oh, man. But luckily, you know, we're walking through that thick underbrush, and I'm actually the one that stumbled across him, and God, that's when I just felt this sense of relief and joy. You know, my first buck, I put my hands on that rack, and I tell you what, Don, I've had a smile on my face all week long.
That was a real good buck for your first buck.
That's, yeah.
It's an awesome experience.
Oh, it was an amazing experience, Don.
That's the kind of experience we like to provide at the Go-In Day Hunts.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I hope we, you know, book totally up. This year has been sort of slow, and we've still got a lot of good spots open, you know, for a lot of good weekends. And it's the morning hunts that I really enjoy because you get out there, and that's when the bucks are really the most active. They don't, at this time of the year, they're not really coming out much in the evenings until 7:30 or 8 o'clock. That's when we're getting our pictures now. And there's still a bunch of good bucks out there.
Oh, there's no telling what else is down in that ravine. I mean, that place is thick and loaded up with food, too. And I forgot to mention, you got a nice one opening weekend.
Yeah, we had a good weekend that weekend. I was just about ready to get out of the stand. You know how you get antsy and everything else. And about 9:15, I was fixing to get out of the stand, and these two little fawns come right underneath me, and I had to stop, you know, and get set back down. I was really wanting to get out. And all of a sudden, you know, back behind me, I hear a snort, you know, from a buck. So I grunted once, and here he comes. And it was a pretty nice one. He dressed out at 150 pounds, which that's pretty nice deer for this area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When we was looking the other day for your buck, you know, we found a really nice fresh rub and a scrape right behind the stand that you were sitting at. That's why we call that one the hot spot. But any stand that you set in, you're going to see some deers, whether it's a record-breaking buck, a nice buck, or a bunch of doe. You're going to see stuff.
Well, I can attest to that. And also, just by looking in your living room, there are some monsters out there. And you can see some of those wall hangers at the website, goindayhunts.com. Don, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. It's an experience that I will never forget. And for any of y'all out there who are not on a lease but want to get out and spend a day in the woods, have a chance at possibly taking a huge buck, Going Day Hunts is definitely a place that I recommend. And Don and his family are good folks, and they'll take great care of you.
Oh, we was glad to have you in.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And y'all can see the picture of my buck on my website at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Well, Don, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Well, if we can do anything else for you, let me know.
Take care.
All right, y'all have a good one.
There he goes, Don Gresham of Going Day Hunts. Two thumbs up for that operation. Very gracious host, and man, I tell you what, for the price, you are not going to have a better chance at killing a nice buck. I'll tell you that right now. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Becky Clark of Rustic Reminders and GR8 Mounts Taxidermy, as they have donated three fabulous items that we'll be giving away right here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. We'll have her on to talk about those items. That's coming up next. Find out how you can win a whitetail shoulder mount, a full bobcat mount, and also a whitetail Euro mount. All that coming up next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Well, come on, baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south with the one you love.
Located on 12,500 acres in South Texas' Sutton County, McPherson 4M Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Owner and operator Sandy McPherson takes pride in running a family-owned and operated ranch that caters towards each hunter's needs. Trophy whitetails roam the ranch's beautiful hill country terrain, and axis, fallow, and black buck hunts are also available. Outstanding lodging and accommodations are also part of the experience at McPherson 4M Ranch. Call 210-822-2915. That's 210-822-2915, or visit McPherson4MRanch.com. Today.
From gun dog training to obedience and deer tracking programs, Rave Retrievers has it all. Boarding, training, and group and private lessons, morning or evening, will accommodate you and your dog. Owner Deborah Lee has 30 years' experience in gun dog and obedience training, and has recently added Amanda Farrell to the training staff to offer even more intensive training capabilities. With numerous ponds, creeks, boats, and duck blinds, we offer the most realistic training available. Go to www.raveretrievers.com for all your dog training and boarding needs. That's www.raveretrievers.com.
A place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards. A pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes. Located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio. Call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot, open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888.
Lock Hill Feed Store is South Texas' premier feed store. We carry a variety of feeds, including extra clean deer corn that won't clog your feeders, as well as large and small deer pellets. Also featuring Country Acre Deer Block, Record Rack, Golden Deer Nuggets, and the best-selling berry-flavored ACCO Deer Block. Conveniently located in San Antonio. Pick up a 35-pound bag of Signs Diet Premium Dog Food for only $29.99. Call Lock Hill Feed Store at 210-691-2351. That's 210-691-2351. Or call toll-free at 877-738-5296.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Well, I'm a hustler, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman. Riding Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun. I'm a Cossack on the run. I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Great tune there by Cor Blund. Horse Soldier, the name of that one. This segment proudly brought to you by the Frisco Gun Show, which is coming to the Dr. Pepper Center in Frisco next weekend, November 20th and 21st. For more information, visit ftworthgunshow.com. We are going to talk a little taxidermy this morning with Becky Clark of GR8 Mounts and Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. They've donated three fabulous mounts to give away right here on the show, and I am really excited about these mounts because it's going to get you guys, the listeners, involved with the show, and you have an opportunity to win three awesome mounts, a whitetail shoulder mount, a bobcat full body mount, and also a whitetail Euro mount. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to welcome Becky Clark to this morning's broadcast.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to talk about the three awesome items that you're going to be giving away right here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
That's right.
Well, you and your fiance, Josh, are great sponsors of the show, and y'all decided to donate a Whitetail shoulder mount, which is included in our grand prize photo of the year contest, and that also includes a two-day exotic doe and unlimited hog hunt at Quattro B Bow Hunting Ranch. Lodging is included. And now we've added this awesome Whitetail shoulder mount to the grand prize package. All you have to do, guys, is just email me your best outdoor photos. Our monthly winners are entered into our grand prize photo of the year contest, so we are pumped up about that. Also, Becky, GR8 Mounts is donating a full-body Bobcat mount to the show as well. And you and I were brainstorming on how to give this thing away, and we've decided that we will accept pictures of harvested bobcats. We also want you to give us a quick write-up about the hunt, who you're hunting with, maybe what you harvested the cat with. And we will accept those bobcat entries until the end of February. So if you shoot a nice one, take a picture, put it in the freezer, and send us the story and picture, and you'll be entered into that contest. And then lastly, we have also got a Whitetail Euro mount that will be given away as well. We haven't figured out the details on how we're going to give that thing away, but go ahead and tell us about the Euro mount.
We'll bleach it and clean it for everyone, and it will come with a plaque on it.
Wow, even comes with a plaque. That is awesome. We haven't ironed out the details, though, on how we're going to give that one away, so we'll keep you posted on that. We should let you know by next week. So once again, three awesome prizes that we're going to be giving away from GR8 mounts: the Whitetail shoulder mount, which is part of our grand prize photo of the year, of course, the full body Bobcat, and all you need to do is send me your picture for a chance to win that one, and then also the Euro mount. Now, Becky, let's shift gears here for a minute and let our listeners know a little bit about you. How long have you and your fiance, Josh, been doing taxidermy?
We actually opened the store in 07. Before that, Josh has been doing taxidermy since 99. I've been doing it since like 2001, 2002. We were both serving as independent contractors, working for some other shops, and we decided to go into our retail business. We opened it in 07, and then this year, we decided to go ahead and branch out and start taking in more customers to open our clientele base, which is when we started advertising.
And we're certainly glad that you are.
And now you guys are actually located in Cibolo, Texas.
Just a couple minutes off of 35 between San Antone and New Braunfels.
Very convenient location for all those South Texas hunters that are harvesting those big deer this season.
Yeah, they are, and they're doing really good this year.
Oh, no doubt. With all the precipitation we had, you know, we were pretty much in a statewide drought there for a couple of years, and we had some great rainfall this past spring and summer throughout much of the state, and it doesn't take a wildlife biologist to figure out that precipitation means good antler growth, so lots of big bucks being taken all over the state, and as always, there's a lot of big deer in South Texas. So, shifting gears here now, you and your fiance, Josh, have over 20 years experience combined between the two of you, and you've seen everything, including mistakes that hunters make when they bring an animal in to have mounted. So let's talk about whitetail or other, you know, big game. What's the most common mistake that hunters make when bringing an animal to the taxidermist?
Right. Probably the biggest thing that we find out, there's two main things, actually. Number one, we have a tendency of individuals bringing in deer where they do not leave us enough hide. They don't cut far enough back on the shoulder. So we definitely recommend that you make that initial cut behind the rib cage. Bring a skin all the way to there. We can cut off excess as we see it needed, but we just can't add to it. So that would be number one. Number two, a lot of people have been cutting up the brisket area. We have that. And I think a big thing with that is, you know, nowadays we have more pedestal mounts. We tend to do deer that show more of the brisket area off. That's kind of being more of a trend where you're just showing a little more of the deer instead of that typical just neck and right behind the shoulder mount.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be the two biggest things, just trying not to cut into the brisket area and leaving enough cape for the mount.
Okay, good advice there. And now let's get into birds here. You know, we're right in the middle of waterfowl season, and we're going to get into pheasant here in the beginning of December. So what about when you harvest a trophy-worthy bird in the field? What action should you take to make sure that it's properly transported to the taxidermist?
There's basically two ways that you can go about it. If you wanted, you could even take pantyhose, like the leg of a pantyhose, and put your bird in there where you're not going to be ruffling up the feathers, or you can put it straight into a Ziploc bag. The biggest thing is just don't gut your bird and bring it in right away. If you cannot get it to a taxidermist right away, put it in some sort of a Ziploc bag or a trash bag where air can't get into it. A lot of the problems is today's freezers are frost-free, so as soon as you put a specimen into the freezer, it starts drawing out that moisture, and it makes it a lot harder once you have those legs and stuff where it gets in the freezer and you lose some of your moisture. So putting it into some sort of an airtight bag if you have to keep it in the freezer and not bending any of your feathers.
Okay, and how long can I keep a bird in the freezer before taking it to my taxidermist?
You can actually keep it in the freezer for quite a while. It's all how you package it.
Okay.
I recommend not too terribly much more than a few months, just because if you don't have it packaged right, then it's going to cause a little more problems on our end, and you're not going to get the best mount that you could possibly get.
Well, when I finally get that storm widgeon, which is the duck that I want more than anything else, I'll definitely be sending it your way. Switching gears here now, Becky, what is your favorite mount that you've ever done?
Oh, my favorite mount. Personally, I like the cats. That's probably my favorite right there. Anything from the bobcat, leopard, African lion, mountain lion. Those are my personal favorites.
Okay, and the most unique animal that someone's brought in?
Maybe not as much unique, but we've done a couple elephants, and those definitely kind of catch the eye, and I guess bigger projects.
Oh man, I can imagine. And how do you do an elephant? Surely it's not a full body mount.
No, we just did the shoulder mount on those. And yeah.
Well, Becky, we're about out of time this morning, but I appreciate you, and we're really looking forward to giving away the whitetail shoulder mount, the full body bobcat mount, and of course the whitetail Euro mount as well.
That sounds great. And could I say one more thing real quick?
Of course.
Real quick, we're talking on the field care, especially for the bobcats. Whenever you get a bobcat, do not gut it. Just put it straight into a bag. Keep it cold. And if you have to, put it into the freezer. And again, something airtight, such as a trash bag or something like that, if you can't get it to a taxidermist right away.
Very well. Well, Becky, thank you so much. We're looking forward to giving away the three mounts on the show. Also, all you guys out there that are knocking down these big South Texas bucks, you know where to take them. Rustic Reminders and GR8 Mounts Taxidermy. Becky and Josh will take great care of you.
Thank you.
Well, you are very welcome, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Well, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with Sean Roberts, Regional Field Supervisor for the National Wild Turkey Federation. We're trying to get a chapter going here in North Texas, and of course, any of you South Texas boys out there that want to get involved with a great conservation organization, Sean's going to come on the show and tell us all about the NWTF. All that coming up next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Don't look down on my cowboy boots. Don't be offended by my roots. That's just Texas talking way down home. Dallas, Fort Worth, down to San Antonio. That's just Texas talking how I was raised. That's just Texas talking southern phrase.
Kenneth Henneke's Fish Hatchery has been serving Texas for over 30 years, and we carry every fish you need to stock your ponds, lakes, creeks, and rivers. From all types of bass, perch, tilapia, to shad and various catfish, we have what you need and are the only hatchery that offers the fast-growing F1 hybrid catfish. Centrally located in Hallettsville, we deliver anywhere in Texas. So give us a call at 361-798-5934. That's 361-798-5934. Or visit our website at www.hennekehatchery.com.
Listen up, ticket heads. When you harvest that Walworthy trophy, there's only one choice, Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com.
Are you looking for the perfect way to get around your ranch or lease? Bad Boy Buggies of the Hill Country and B3HC Outfitters have a full line of electric four-wheel drive Bad Boy Buggies, and we customize it the way you want it. Gun and bow racks, off-road lighting, even feeders. We can add them all to your Bad Boy. Also, specializing in custom metal arts and gate signs, as well as custom golf carts for street and off-road applications. Conveniently located in San Marcos, call 512-667-6005 or visit www.b3hc.com. That's b3hc.com.
Fishing Corpus Christi and the surrounding bays since the 1950s, Captain Pat Hunt is an authority on redfish. A Vietnam veteran who spent 27 years as a teacher and high school basketball coach, he has a passion for sharing a lifetime of knowledge with his customers. Captain Pat provides the bait and tackle and cleans and bags your catch. So make your next trip to the coast a memorable one with Pat Hunt's Fishing Guide Service. He'll be on the water and on the Bull Red, so call 361-776-5332 or visit pathuntfishing.com. That's pathuntfishing.com.
You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi and its ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
The late, great Chris Ledoux bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show this morning. I'm Cable Smith, your host, and this segment is proudly brought to you by North Texas's premier duck guide service, and I'm talking about Red Leg Outfitters. My buddy Stephen Welch can and will put you on the greenheads. Check out his website at redlegoutfitters.com. Well, my next guest is a friend of the show. He is the regional field supervisor for the National Wild Turkey Federation, a conservation organization that I've always supported, but recently decided to get more involved, taking a hands-on approach as we try to establish a new chapter here in the North Texas area. And so it's my pleasure to welcome Sean Roberts to the show.
Glad to be here. Appreciate you inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We've got a lot going on with the National Wild Turkey Federation. We had a lunch meeting last week, and we're trying to get a chapter started here in the North Texas area, McKinney to be exact. And we're going to get into all of that stuff coming up here shortly. But first, let's get a little background information about the NWTF. How long has the organization been around, and kind of maybe tell me about the mission statement.
Sure. Well, the National Wild Turkey Federation was founded in 1973. We have a national headquarters. It's in Edgefield, South Carolina. And you asked about the mission statement. Our mission statement is actually dedicated to the conservation of the wild turkey and the preservation of our hunting heritage. Mm-hmm. So there's actually a two-part mission statement to the Federation. When you get back into the dedicated to the conservation of the wild turkey, we've actually expanded that quite a bit. The founders of the organization were primarily turkey hunters, and there was a great need to bring back the wild turkey to the United States. There's so many areas, East Texas being the largest area, that had a sustainable turkey population historically. And then due to over-harvesting of our timber and bad hunting practices or poaching practices or whatever you want to call it back in the 1800s, just survival, we actually eradicated the eastern wild turkey in East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a long time to get the forest back, established. After we did that, Texas Parks and Wildlife actually started trying to reintroduce turkeys in East Texas all the way back in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And went on a lot of that, learned a lot. Back then they didn't realize that there were different subspecies of wild turkeys, which there's actually six subspecies of turkeys that they've identified now. And the turkeys that they were trying to put back in East Texas were the Rio Grande turkeys, and that's because we had plenty of them. They were going out to West Texas, getting those turkeys and bringing them back over to East Texas, and 3 or 4 years later, all of them were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And through trial and error, they figured it out, different things about it, and the biologists figured it out. And you come to find out the eastern turkey is what is native to East Texas. Now, we have pretty much the easiest way to determine that is a dividing line of about 35 inches of rainfall. If you have 35 inches of rainfall or more, primarily your eastern wild turkey habitat. 35 inches or less is the Rio Grande.
Huh.
And when you look in a Texas map, Not exactly, but you can pretty much go through Sherman, Denison, down through Dallas, and then cover about I-35. Everything east of that is eastern, and everything west of that is Rio Grande. But like I said, that's not exact, but that's a pretty good indicator.
And obviously the eastern turkey has rebounded to the point where, you know, you look at your hunting license today and you've got a tag for one eastern turkey there. You know, you can take your three Rios, but you've also got, you know, one there for the eastern. So great job by Texas Parks and Wildlife. And then obviously the NWTF was instrumental in that as well. But one thing people don't get, or they hear NWTF and they automatically think, oh, that's just a bunch of turkey hunters. But really, you know, if you're doing something to better turkey habitat, you're bettering the habitat for quail, deer, and numerous other types of wild game as well.
Well, when you get right down to it, the National Wild Turkey Federation is the premier upland game conservation organization in America today. You know, we Ducks Unlimited claims the fame as the premier wetlands, and they are. But who's looking after our uplands? And when you really get down to it, due to the size and the scope of this organization, NWTF is over 300,000 members now, and we put over $25 million worth of habitat work on the ground last year alone. And when you're doing that kind of work and that kind of money's going to it, you know, like you just said, anything that we do for turkey habitat is also quail habitat, it's deer habitat. You can't do one and not affect the other. And it's all a positive impact on our habitat. So we're pretty proud of that. We haven't always told that story, and we definitely don't get credit for it. And, you know, it's probably our own fault that we hadn't told it. But in the last year or so, we're starting to tell that story. You know, if you want to impact habitat and you want to make a difference in Texas, then NWTF is probably the premier organization you can do that with. We're constantly putting money on the ground. We're constantly increasing projects. We've got huge projects. I'm talking about landscape projects going across the Texas Panhandle right now. East Texas, we're always working in all of our public land, our national forest. Well, all over. Anywhere we have public land, which is, we have a lot of public land in Texas, but percentage-wise, it's not that much, if you understand.
Right.
I think it's like 96% of Texas is privately owned. But still, 4% of Texas is a huge, you know, a lot of land. So we're working on that constantly, improving habitat for all the different species of game and everything like that. So,
okay, and another cool thing, you mentioned, you know, $25 million on the ground last year. There's been a lot of complaints with, okay, for example, the now-defunct Quail Unlimited chapter, yeah, that was in Dallas. They have become the Quail Coalition, separated themselves completely from Quail Unlimited because they weren't getting anything back. They'd have these banquets, raise all this money, and none of their effort was being rewarded with money going back into quail habitat in Texas. Now, the chapters throughout Texas, I believe you said there were, what, 77 of them?
Well, roughly about 75 chapters right now.
75 chapters. We're working towards increasing that number every day, but these chapters actually will reap some of the benefits from hosting these banquets and doing the Jakes events and fundraising stuff.
You bet. What people don't realize is how our money breaks down. I mean, a lot of people get upset because a national organization comes in here, we do a banquet, they take our money, and they basically run with it. They go do with it whatever and wherever they think the projects need to be spent. And you know, and a lot of these things, the migratory game birds and stuff like that, they have to spend it where they have to spend it to make the impact. However, we have a thing with our organization that our species doesn't migrate, therefore our money doesn't migrate. And how that works is, if you do a banquet, whichever chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation is required to do a hunting heritage banquet once a year, and then that money breaks down like this. 56% of the profit stays in your respective state. We have what we call a hunting heritage fund, and that money goes into that fund. 24% of your money goes into what we call national projects money. Now, national projects money is used to do a lot of different things that are a larger scope than maybe the state may be able to do.
Right.
Now, what people don't realize with the National Wild Turkey Federation, one, you know, they hear national and they think we're taking all the money and running with it. In reality, It's right the opposite. We've had the projects in Texas. We've had the turkeys. We've had the habitat that we needed impacted. And we've had the schools that have done the research. And when I say that, Stephen F. Austin, Texas A&M, Texas Tech University, there's more of them. I mean, we have funded an ungodly amount of grants and research projects through these schools to learn more about turkeys that's impacted nationwide. Mm-hmm. When that's all said and done, we've gotten so much of our national projects money into the state of Texas, we've actually gotten more money into our state than we've sent out. So Texas has been a huge benefactor and continues to be of the National Wild Turkey Federation. So not only do we spend the money that we raise, that 56%, but a huge portion of that 24% that all other states raise is coming back into our state as well. So, you know, we're worried about taking the money and run with it. Well, reality is we're doing that to all the other states and bringing it to our state. So, you know, that's kind of a nice switch for a change.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know if that'll always be that way, but the history of the NWTF so far has been that way, and the trend doesn't seem to be changing.
Right.
So that's 56%, 24%, 4% comes back to the local chapter, which is not a lot of money. It's just enough to kind of keep the lights on. 1% goes to your state chapter, which is a governing body of all the chapters. They're made up of volunteers. They actually govern over the Superfund and decide where to spend that money and how.
Right.
And then 15% comes to regional services. Regional services is like the regional directors that, you know, our salary comes out of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Our support comes out of it. When I say support, I'm talking about trucks, mileage, all the equipment and stuff to do the banquets and different things like that is a volunteer. I was a volunteer for this organization for 15 years. I know the concerns, the thoughts, the things that went through my mind as a volunteer, and we strive to keep that in our thought process as we go to service our chapters. We want to make it as easy on our volunteers as we possibly can, so they can make a difference. We realize they have a job, they have to make a living just like that, but there's so many of us that are, you know, and I was one of them. I had a job and everything like that, but conservation was in my heart. Preserving our hunting heritage was still is. That's why I do what I do today, is because it's something that I think we all need to strive to do. I want my kids and my grandkids to be able to walk through the woods and enjoy it, carry a firearm, be able to harvest game and enjoy it, put it on the table. And I just can't stand the thought of America not being that way. And we all can get complacent to the point that it could get that way. So we have to do everything that we possibly can and be diligent with that to protect not only the resources that we have in our wild game, but also the abilities and the rights to hunt it, to own guns, and just basically pursue our passion.
Well said, Sean. We both know we're trying to get this chapter in McKinney going in the North Texas area. You can contact me. I'm going to be on the committee of this deal. Send me an email at cablewaco@yahoo.com. Now, we have our South Texas broadcast too, though, and I'd like to see us get another chapter going in that area as well. Sean, you're on the road all the time with 75 chapters already in the state. So what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way is my email. It's S Roberts, that's SROBERTS, at NWTF.net. That's the easiest way. You can send it to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My cell phone number is 903-573-4570. And that goes direct to my cell phone. Of course, you can text me as well.
Well, Sean, unfortunately, we are about out of time for this morning. We'll have to have you back on the show here in a week or two and talk about the Jake's program. Also, NWTF is very involved in getting women into the outdoors, and it's a family-friendly organization. We want women on the committee as well. So we'll get into all that. Also, the FFA shooting program that y'all are involved with. So I look forward to visiting with you again sometime soon. I appreciate your time this morning, and I'm really looking forward to getting this McKinney chapter off the ground and running.
You bet. And I appreciate you calling and your interest in NWTF, and I look forward to working with any and everybody that wants to make a difference. Give me a holler. That's what we're doing this for.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
There he goes, Regional Field Supervisor for Texas and Oklahoma, Sean Roberts of the NWTF. I apologize. It seemed like we had a bad cell connection there. Sean's always on the road, so there's no telling where he was. Well, that's going to do it for this morning's broadcast as we are out of time. Be sure to tune in next week as we'll talk to Houston native Carl Riley. He caught an 800-pound blue marlin in a tournament in October. Grand prize in the Brisby Black and Blue tournament was $600,000. But you don't win it when you show up 10 minutes late to the weigh-in. So we'll talk to Carl about what could have been and almost was in that Marlin tournament. We'll also visit with Texas country musician and outdoorsman Bruce Robison. We know we've had Charlie on the show before, his brother, and I'm looking forward to talking to Bruce as well. All that coming up next week. Thanks to our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.